Looking at the weather, it's cloudy with a few showers outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. Kingston kidnapper stopped in Markham after an Amber Alert warning. Hospital cuts mean tougher shifts for healthcare workers. The CRTC sides with TV over cable about fees. And a win for Obama and for America. Now to our top story. Authorities canceled an Amber Alert Monday afternoon as York Regional Police located the missing children. Police arrested a man who allegedly abducted his two children in Kingston early Monday morning. While visiting his kids at a Children's Aid Society office in Kingston, authorities claimed the father threatened a worker with mace, then left with his boys. Authorities say the father flew in from Saskatchewan and was trying to return there with his boys. Gary Yan spotted the wanted car in Markham and alerted police. 45-year-old Richard Armstrong of Kingston, Ontario, faces charges of 2 counts of parental abduction and 1 count of assault with a weapon. Authorities have transported Armstrong back to Kingston. In the wake of an enormous deficit, the province is cutting back. This month, St. Mike's Hospital is cutting back 12 beds in anticipation of the province's budget to be released later this week. Faced with a deficit of $24.7 billion and unsustainable growth in healthcare funding, the provincial government is making radical changes. At the core of the cutbacks are the 5,000 ALC patients who require care and support at home. They are awaiting a return home with care support, but those programs have not been properly funded, and the cutbacks are forcing hospitals to ration resources, keeping those patients checked in. Other cutbacks include the physiotherapy clinic at Toronto East General Hospital and the cardiac rehabilitation center at St. Joseph's. Since 1990, the number of hospital beds per capita has plummeted 65%. The CRTC has sided with TV networks in the battle of profits for signals. However, the war wages on. On Monday, the CRTC ruled that cable and satellite companies must negotiate a fee for transmitting TV network programming through their signals. This would mean that networks such as CTV and Global will be negotiating with cable companies such as Bell and Rogers to see which cable company gets to broadcast which channels. But the decision isn't set in stone, as the final decision is being left to the Federal Court of Appeal to review the new value for signal system before it can be enforced. Where network execs at CTV celebrated this decision, cable and satellite companies keep warning consumers of larger monthly bills for nothing more than what they're getting now. Essentially, what has happened is that all the power has been placed solely in the hands of the TV networks. They have the choice of either cooperating with cable and satellite companies, or they can simply turn their backs and withhold their programming if negotiation fees aren't working for them. After a year and a half as head of state, President Barack Obama finally makes his mark. Today, President Obama will make history as he signs the health care bill that will rock America. The bill passed the House on Sunday with a vote of 219 to 212, with Republicans voting in unanimous opposition. Under the new bill, uninsured people with medical issues would be covered until 2014, when the coverage expansion kicks in. For the first time, Americans would be required to purchase insurance and face penalties if they don't. The hope is that the number of uninsured Americans will be cut in half. Although the bill doesn't provide universal health care, it will make health care available to 95% of Americans, compared to the 83% that are eligible today. And everyone looks to the Republicans to make the president's next steps as difficult as possible. Senator John McCain said Monday that the health care debate is far from over and that he's repulsed by what's going on. Now over to you, Eileen, with sports.
Thanks, Francois, and hi, everyone. The Toronto Raptors pulled out a win over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. Chris Bosh scored 21 points and 10 rebounds to help the Raptors secure their 106-100 win. That makes 44 double-doubles for Bosh this season, which breaks his own record. The Raptors beat the Timberwolves for the 12th time in a row last night. This moves them into a tie for 7th place with Charlotte in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors had lost 8 of their last 10 games, but they got a lucky break their last 2 games, going up against the 2 worst teams in the league, New Jersey and Minnesota. The Raptors will face the Utah Jazz at the Air Canada Centre tomorrow night at 7. The Toronto Maple Leafs take on the Florida Panthers at the Air Canada Centre tonight. This is the 4th time the Leafs will play the Panthers this season. It will also be the last. Each team won a game in Florida, and Toronto won their last meeting 3-2 on January 5th at the Air Canada Centre. The Panthers' dreams of the playoffs are almost as dead as the Leafs, but expect them to fight hard in their last 11 games while there's still hope. The Leafs won their third game in a row on Sunday with a victory over the Montreal Canadiens. They will be looking to make that four tonight. The Leafs also have a six-game winning streak at home right now. If the Leafs' winning streak continues, they have a chance at finishing above last place in the East for the first time since the franchise began. Catch the Leafs versus the Panthers tonight at 7. It was March break last week for high schoolers. Centennial College jumped at the chance to bring teens to the school. Centennial outreach worker Dia Abdurrahman taught them a bit about hunting for jobs. She also gave them tips on saving money for college or university. She says the March break is a good time for teens to visit colleges. She says far too many are surprised in September when they go to college and don't know what to expect. Although most teens might want to bask in the sunlight all week, Abdurrahman says she's happy with the turnout. They may think March is too early to start visiting schools, but she says you can never start too early.
When I went to high school, a lot of us just weren't aware of what programs were available. Many hadn't really visited colleges or universities yet, so it's a good opportunity instead of just, you know, staying at home and lazing about. It's a good opportunity to find out what's out there and take the time to invest in their futures, so it's good.
Abdurrahman says she's surprised at how many kids don't think there's a spot for them in college. She says they come to her not really knowing what they want to take, but making the appointment is the toughest part. Once they're there, she says she can help turn interests into careers. Now back to Toronto sports. Sean Markham will be the opening day starter for the Toronto Blue Jays this season. It will be the first time in 7 years that Roy Halladay has not taken the position. Manager Cito Gaston said it was an easy decision after Halladay's trade to Boston. The hard-working right-hander will take on the role of rotation leader now that Halladay's gone. Well, that's all in sports, folks. Stick around, because after the break, we'll have Veronica with the latest in entertainment.
Hi, I'm Herman, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting the light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for their annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice. And to top it off, some ask for aquariums too. Can you imagine what the back of Santa's sleigh looks like? Come on, give Santa a break. I don't want to babysit all those animals and fishes until Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Saturday and runs through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located at the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petaluma. And a meowy Christmas and Happy New Year from Allison's Pet Center.
Welcome back and hello everyone. The Michael Jackson drama continues with new allegations against his former doctor. The Associated Press obtained statements made by Jackson's employees, including logistics director Alberto Alvarez. He told investigators the doctor stopped CPR on Jackson to hide drug vials before calling paramedics. Dr. Conrad Murray was Jackson's personal physician as he prepared for his comeback tour. Prosecutors will likely use these allegations in the involuntary manslaughter case against the doctor. And continuing with legal woes, Lady Gaga stands up to the man suing her for $30 million. Rob Fusari filed the lawsuit against Lady Gaga on Wednesday. He claims to have co-written songs such as Paparazzi with Gaga. According to the lawsuit, Fusari and Gaga started a business partnership in May 2006 to promote her career. Fusari's share of her earnings was 20%. He claims that Gaga ditched him after making it big. Her lawyers contest the lawsuit. They claim Fusari was nothing more than an unlicensed entertainment agent. Does your dream job involve traveling the world? Three Toronto-based travelers have taken the leap and waved the 9-to-5 goodbye. At the third season premiere of their cable travel show, Departures, the travelers gave fans a taste of what 3 years on the road has been like. Natasha Ali reports.
Travelers Scott Wilson, Justin Lukacs, and Andre Dupuy opened the season premiere of their travel show, Departures, to fans at the Great Hall on Queen Street West. Wilson explains that even after filming three seasons, he still thinks travel is the most important thing, although his perspective on traveling has changed.
You start realizing how similar things are, I think, as the world starts to really come together. And, you know, I've said it on camera a million times, so I feel like I sound like a broken record, but it's true.
Lukács says he's built the most memorable friendships and travel experiences.
These two guys are the only guys I understand. You know what I mean? I understand what I've gone through and what we've gone through, and they're the only people that will ever understand.
For season three, Wilson says the challenge was to keep the excitement going.
It's tough to try to maintain that culture shock every single time. You gotta go outside the box again and push the limits again, push the personal limits again of, okay, what's really going to press us and what are we really going to have to work hard at to really experience something.
The new season of Departures airs Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on the Outdoor Life Network. Natasha Ali, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And finally, Disney is looking for women with real breasts for their next movie. An open casting call for the fourth installment of Pirates of the Caribbean was issued last week. The casting directive was leaked by online sites. According to websites, Disney is looking for models that are tall, thin, and young. Apparently, real breasts are required. Actresses will have to run to prove their breasts are not implants. Real breasts have more movement during action sequences. Disney won't comment on any casting rumors. And that's all from me. Now let's send it back to Francois.
Thanks, Veronica. Wondering what your teens did during their March break? Well, staff at West Scarborough Community Center ran free workshops to keep them busy. Observer News reporter Vanessa Brown catches up with the group at Centennial's Ashtonby campus.
A lot of youth aren't necessarily like leaving the pockets of their communities where they live or where they go to school. And if they're going to school, working, and living in the same neighborhood, they may not ever encounter a youth from like Etobicoke or a youth from even like East Scarborough. So I think for them it's just cool to meet other people and to get to know each other.
The teens can also thank some of those volunteer hours they need to graduate. But Faith Baldwin certainly isn't concerned about that. Students need 40 hours. Faith says she's over 100. She says the best part of the day was getting her heart during the self-defense class.
I like to play volleyball and all types of different other sports. I like networking and getting to know each other because it's part of like my daily life at work. I meet new youth every day.
It was a busy day, but they were able to sneak in a game of volleyball. Centennial students before lunch. And Faith's skills puts the test. Vanessa Brown, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
That's all for now. Be sure to check out more news updates in 15 minutes. You can find us online at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. From all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for tuning in and have a wonderful day.